This is KUT. The number of mumps cases in Texas has reached a 20-year high. Public health officials have identified 221 cases of the highly contagious disease so far this year. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, it's not because vaccination rates are dipping in Texas.
Dr. Peter Hotez is an expert on the spread of infectious diseases.
And I'm dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine.
I caught him between flights at the Newark airport this week.
That's right, heading off to Geneva for a meeting on neglected diseases with the World Health Organization.
Anyway, Hotez explains that many of these people who caught mumps in Texas probably did get vaccinated. That's not to say Hotez isn't concerned about historically low vaccination rates in Texas. He is. But in this case, he says the vaccine known as MMR, or the measles, mumps, rubella, is about 80% effective.
And of the three vaccines in that MMR vaccine, mumps is kind of the weak player.
He says even if you get two doses of the vaccine, it barely gets you to 90% protection if you're exposed to mumps. So this outbreak probably can't be tracked back to people who didn't get vaccinated. Chris Van Dusen with the Texas Department of State Health Services says this actually has more to do with geography.
In fact, they've been experiencing a really big outbreak in Arkansas. They've had almost 3,000 cases to this point, and we know that some of our cases, quite a few, are linked to that outbreak, and people who've traveled back and forth.
And even though mumps is not something that people really worry about anymore, Van Dusen says the state is asking Texans to be on the lookout for symptoms. Things like swollen salivary glands on either side of your neck. So far, the worst outbreaks have been in North Texas, and he says the numbers continue to rise. One of the bigger questions is whether the state and the Centers for Disease Control will decide to implement a third mumps vaccine in some areas. Van Dusen says maybe.
So yes, I mean, that's something that is possible depending on, really depends on the circumstances. And if we're seeing, outbreak in a very defined community, that can be helpful.
The state also found a cluster of cases among people who visited South Padre Island for spring break. Mumps is spread through coughing and sneezing, as well as sharing cups and utensils. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.